They're loading into the barriers. Moods, Mytho, Rog, and the Rain Man. And they're underway for Moody on the mic.
The only place you need for all your election coverage. That's right, it's Moody on the mic. No, we won't be heading to Canberra or anything political whatsoever. We're all about racing. I'm Rog Aldridge. Joining me, as always, all four of us are here. Peter Moody, Anthony Mithen, the resident Rain Man, Tom Hackett. Moods, we'll start with you. It's an early record this week because you're off to buy some future champions.
No, Roger. I'm ducking up to Queensland to check a couple of colts that I've got up there for the size produce in a couple of weeks. And as you can see, I'm still in Melbourne. You and I rugged up. Mytho and Rain Man in T-shirts. So they're obviously in Queensland. So hopefully I get to see a bit of nice weather in Queensland tomorrow. But another great weekend's racing ahead of us. Terrific racing last week. But we've got to look to the future. Doomben Cup. Zaki has another barrier trial. And the time-honoured Goodwood handicap, used to be a handicap, the time-honoured Goodwood Stakes, I suppose. I don't know. It's not a bloody hit. What do we call it these days, the Goodwood?
Just the Goodwood.
So terrific racing. Adelaide and South Australia and Queensland taking centre stage once again this week.
Mytho, if you're in Queensland, you're there to sell horses or buy horses there. Well, I thought you and Moods were going up together and trying to unearth a little Rosemont Moody Racing collaborative effort once again.
No, we tend to spend a bit of time at the broodmare sales and try a few. Pete's a little closet breeder by habit, aren't you, Pete? Really, you just can't keep away. We actually own. Tell you what we own, which is a bit exciting. As a magpie just swoops in on me here at the Magic Millions compound. We own Headway, who Pete trained successfully to win the Coolmore Stakes all those years ago, and Headway is now famous because she's a half sister to Marzu. I just can't get her in foal, can I, Petey?
No. I wish you'd arrange that a little bit better, Anthony. But she's been empty for a couple of years. Headway. She enjoys sex, but not getting pregnant the last couple of seasons. So let's hope this year she can get on and get the job done for us.
She'd go right on the nightclub circuit then. Good luck to her. Rain Man, gee, you're looking very smart and crisp in a nice ironed white shirt. That is really not Moody of the Mic areas, mate.
Nah, very busy day here at Ladbrokes headquarters. We've got a lot of very important meetings today. So I've been able to find a sneaky half hour in my schedule. Worked very hard to chip away just so I can come and talk to you three. So
what's the most important thing you're going to do today, Rain Man, other than talk to us? Give us an insight into your
everything's day. Very highly confidential at the moment, Mytho. Even above the likes of yourself and Peter Moody, who I know are on very big salaries at Ladbrokes as well. So Moody on the Mic doesn't make my top 10 of our important things to do today, but you know, I'll enjoy it all the same.
Geez, Moody, if it's not his bloody wife and kids, it's his company. I don't know where's his priorities.
Yeah, well, I just hope at that meeting is the final discussions to put the finishing touches on the Moody on the Mic tour to Royal Ascot. I would imagine that would be on the table there today with the Ladbrokes team. And, you know, listen, we don't have to be right at the pointy end of the plane, Rain Man, but you know, that sort of midsection where there's a bit of galloping room for a big galloper like myself, you know, it starts with B, I think. Doesn't have to be first class. Business class is comfortable enough for me.
Don't worry. I made the mistake once of organising you an economy seat, Moods, and you wouldn't believe the tongue lashing I received from Peter Mooney. Have you seen how big I am? I can't sit in the I need an exit. Oh, at least you wouldn't believe the carry-on when he thought he had to sit
would.
In file. He's always talking about how Mytho's sitting up there with the pretty people, but Moods can be just as pretty as all of them.
Yeah.
Well, I actually remember a trip to Darwin once where we got put in the same hotel and Moose was saying he couldn't bend over in the showers. They were that bloody small, which was fair because I'm a lot smaller than him and I couldn't bend over in the showers either. So, you know, he's had a tough time but in travelling days at Ladbrokes.
I want to know why he wanted to bend over in the showers.
Well, he definitely couldn't fit anyone else in with him. It was way too small. Hey, speaking of Royal Ascot, one person who will be at Royal Ascot, well, probably, certainly be in the vicinity, is friend of the show, Brendan McCullum, the new coach of the England cricket team. Now, we loved him because, you know, he's a friend of the show, but he was the captain of the Kiwis. Going to be a lot harder to like the bloke when he's leading England and trying to plot our demise in the Ashes.
Yeah, well, listen, he's a great man, Baz. He's a great racing man, and obviously his skills have been recognised far and wide. He's been, he captained the Brisbane team there in the BBL for a good few years, and he's coached over in the Indian League, and now he's got the big gig. We've got to we'll barrack for him when they're not playing the Aussies, but when they're playing the Aussies, we'll be drilling the bastard. Don't worry about that.
Well, this is what you've got to do now, okay? Mytho emerged. This is the plan. Mytho, you and Baz have had some horses, so perhaps he can go into a horse with you, send it to Peter Moody to train, and then plot a Royal Ascot Assault to coincide with Australia's next Ashes tour over there. I just feel like that is how we're going to get Moody on the mic to Royal Ascot.
Well, it's a great idea. We might actually, we might have a, you know, like you bet with mates and you have a mate syndicate to race a horse. Maybe we'll get a
mate's
syndicate.
Mode, I think we call it here on Moody on the Mic.
Mate's mode, I like it. Mate's mode might be mare mode. Let's have a mare because Brendan and I own a mare that we gave to the great trainer Peter Moody, who said that she was blessed with an inordinate amount of ability but just couldn't sort of produce it whenever she was asked. Nonetheless, she got a very good name. Baz wanted to call her after all the love that he's got out of this country. He called the filly Thank You India. Now, Thank You India is going to have a life as a broodmare. She's in Folder Seamus Award. Maybe we could sort of pluck out the Seamus Award out of Thank You India, call it England Cricket Coach. I don't know.
I'm going to feel like Thank You India was a famous Alanis Morissette song too.
And well, he just needed to thank the subcontinent for all the money that it's put in his pockets after he went over there in the first ever IPL competition and made 100 in the first ever match in record pace. And they were very, very enamoured with our man, Brendan McCullum. So it's taken him a long way.
Well, he's just got it. I'm sure the English will be very enamoured with him too. And like I say, let's get a horse. Let's get him involved. Get moved to train it. You know, maybe I'll get a toenail. I don't know. But that's the plan. Hey, one horse that you do have, Mytho, and goes all right. We saw a dual debut at Flemington on Saturday. A terrific run down the straight. Now, crunched from 100s into 12s for a Group 1 in Queensland. But I see he's off to the paddock instead, and you're plotting bigger goals in the spring.
Yes. Yeah. We're looking forward to perhaps getting him to the Coolmore Stakes, maybe, won by the Great Headway. We could dream that might be his target in the spring. He was pretty impressive there on Saturday. I think all the good judges, I'd be interested in the Ladbrokes team, Ray Mann, and what they thought of Dool's performance, because the Daniel O'Sullivans and Dean Lesters of this world have got him rated off the roof with that performance there on Saturday, albeit not sure about the opposition, but he was in a bit of a race of his own, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's been very highly regarded by just about all the ratings experts out there, Mytho. A very impressive performance and very exciting. Looking forward to seeing where he next steps out. So, yeah, definitely a horse that it was a sort of performance that was very good, but it also left you thinking maybe this horse has still got a bit left in the tank as well. So, very exciting times.
So, he's of course named after the great Brucey Dool. And I might just wear this on my head for the rest of the show just to pay tribute. I know we're not a visual, but nonetheless, the headband is essential when talking about Brucey Dool.
We're not a visual show, and all it does is make you look like a dickhead to those at the Magic Millions. So go ahead and wear it. We have got no worries about that whatsoever. Hey, we spoke about it last week. Michael Poy's premature adulation, going for it a lap early on the runner at Kyneton last week. He had his appeal dismissed. So despite what I thought was Moods putting together a great, perhaps alternate penalty in the fact that he could only maybe ride it for provincial meets for a couple of months. No, Michael's sidelined for a couple of months. I still think he's stiff.
I had a lot of Moody on the Mic listeners reach out to me this week, especially in Victoria. I spent a bit of time in Melbourne the last week, and a number of them said to me the hypocrisy shown by Anthony Mithen, because they think that Everyone I've spoken to has said that if that employee had done that to a Rosemont horse, or a Rosemont horse was involved in any way, that Mytho would be looking for us to bring back the death penalty from Michael Poy. So, yeah, I had a number of people say that they think Mytho was being a little bit hypocritical for his defence of Michael Poy, and they wanted him to have a think about it if it was his horse involved, whether he would be as lenient.
In fairness, I don't think Mytho would have given a shit if it was a Rosemont horse going around in a 2,800-metre race at Kyneton on a Monday.
It doesn't matter where they run for Mytho. It's a Rosemont horse. He cheers them home as if they're running the Ladbrokes Cops play. You can at least give him that much credit.
Oh, I thought I was a lover, not a fighter, but apparently not.
Punters weren't happy.
The fact that Rainman had listeners reaching out to him because he was in Melbourne. Like, how many people came up here, Rainman? Just recognised in the street down near Moonee Valley, were you?
I was actually at Moonee Valley where most of the people didn't come up to me. It's racing hard, man. It's around our people. It's around our people, Rog.
No doubt. Well, I know you're going to be back down tomorrow and a few people have a fight to catch. So we better get to a break and come back with a look at this weekend's Group 1 racing.
Here we have a mate dedication from Scott to Johnny. Over to you, Scott.
Jono, you've got some questionable banter at times. Oh man, did you butcher the speech at both of Tim's weddings. And you barrack for the worst footy team. But mate, you nailed last weekend's multi. Love you, big fella.
Good on you, Scott. Try Ladbrokes Mates Mode to chat, share and bet together. T's and C's apply and available on website. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Let's kick off with the Group 1 Doomben Cup up there. Well, at Doomben. We saw the Doomben 10,000 run at Eagle Farm. The Doomben Cup is going to be run at Doomben. It will be on a very heavy track, Rainman. I think it's still raining up there, and it does look a victory lap for Zaki.
Weather's a little bit better today, Rog. Sun's out. It's still very muggy, but the sun is out today. It's still going to be a heavy
spot. It's got the guns out.
Yeah, Doomben is a heavy nine at the moment, and there is a bit more rain expected later in the week. So it definitely will be on a heavy track. Zaki is the clear favourite. He's $1.55 into $1.45. Polly Gray, who we know is an excellent wet tracker, $8 into $7.50. They're the only horses here at single figure odds. Maximal down there at $31 for the Myth and Connection there. But we saw Zaki not produce anything like his best performance in the Hollandale Stakes. On ratings, it was the worst performance that he's produced since he arrived in Australia, and he still won and never really looked like getting beaten. So I think the scary thing for Zaki's rivals is that he can produce basically as bad an effort as he can in Australia, and I still think it's good enough to win this edition of the Doomben Cup. And we saw him last year. He was very good in the Hollandale, and then he was enormous in the Doomben Cup. It was that win in the Doomben Cup last year that saw him springboard to the top of Ladbrokes Cox Plate market. So it's tough to see how Zaki does get beaten here. Polly Gray is a very good wet tracker, so she was good the other day, so I think she does look like the main danger. And I think we'll see an improved effort from Coventina Bay. I think she was a little bit unlucky in the Hollandale where she finished sixth. You can get $4.20 for her to finish in the placings. I think she's a nice little one to work around with Zaki there for exotics. But for me, it's probably a no-bet race. I think Zaki will be very tough to beat, but I'm not diving it at $1.45.
Yeah, we said before the Hollandale, we both thought he was a bet at about $1.60. And, yeah, like you say, it wasn't a great run. The world's best trainer, I spoke to her this morning, she thought he was a bit fresh going to that, so... There's definitely, he's ready to peak. This is his second grand final. It's his grand final rematch because his first grand final was the Queen Elizabeth. But you think as long as it's not a bottomless track at Doomben on Saturday and it's just a stock standard heavy nine, heavy 10, then he should have his way with them. So I agree. I think Zaki does it quite comfortably, but it's not a race I'm overly keen to bet in. If he got out to $1.60, $1.70, which I don't think is going to happen, then maybe so. But $1.45, it's getting short.
It sure is. Not a cloud in the sky, by the way, here at the Gold Coast. So, maybe some hope that we might get back to a slow seven, but that'd be about the best. Apparently, listening to locals, it's not really drying weather, is it, with those muggy conditions, Rain Man? So you've got to be prepared for a wet track, which rules out Maximal. Not even sure that he'll go around. We'll have a decision
just
to make
there. Just barrier trial?
Yeah, well, he just doesn't like it. He just, and every time he's been scheduled to run, it's been slow seven or worse. So, unfortunately, it's just been a mucked up preparation. So, it might be time to pull pin and send him to the paddock and wait for the spring. But that being the case, I think there's some value in the place betting, isn't there, Rain Man? I, I'm, you know, I don't like to sort of tip one a place, but Cucaracha at what are we getting the place there to sort of 6 to 4? That sort of money about the cook?
260 for Cucaracha to place.
Yeah, well, I don't mind that, but rather than the really short odds on for Zaki. He was really good late in that race against Zaki at the Gold Coast. I thought he was doing his best work late. The extra 200 will suit. So I could make a case for the Group 1 winner, Cucaracha, to be strong late and be falling into a place, and you're getting three times the odds of Zaki to win.
Yeah, well, listen, you can't. Zaki wins. Only something untoward happening brings about his demise. We know he's not at his best on bottomless tracks, but he is two starts, first and a second. Most of his good form's on top of the ground, but you'd see him going round with a set of spider hobbles on and beating this lot. And there's some nice horses there, but he's just got a lap on them. Take your pick for second and third.
The Group 3 BRC Sprint's a fascinating race, Rayman, and it's a wide-open edition with your mob, the bookmakers, who have Mythos horse Celatine, a bit of an outsider.
Yeah, really good race, this one, Rog. A key lead-up to the Stradbroke Handicap. Buffalo River is the favourite at the moment, currently $5. Taxu, William Pike in the saddle, $7. Soxagon's $8. Emerald Kingdom coming off that win in the Arches, $9.50. And you got Salatine at a juicy $26, which I'm confident Mytho will be having a little bit of, because it does look like a little bit of value for Salatine, who does seem to run well in these sort of races. But I do think it's a really competitive affair here. Looking forward to seeing Buffalo River back, because he's on a path to the Stradbroke Handicap, which does look like a nice race for him. But there's a horse I want to play here at a bit of a price. Last Chance, currently $21. Was second at the Gold Coast last start there behind Soxagon. It's been around a while, and but it's definitely racing in career best perform, in best form now as a six-year-old, and it does have good wet track form. So in a race I think is wide open, I want to have a small each-way play here on number 7, Last Chance. You're getting $21 to win, $6 to place with Ladbrokes.
Gee, I think it lines up really well for Buffalo River. Like you mentioned, he's on the Stradbroke path, but I quite like him here, even if it's just the place. I mean, he's an each-way price, $5 and $2, $10, but I like him to win. His best work's come on soft and heavy ground and second up. He wasn't that far off for Regards Marie last start, who's in pretty good form, won two on the trot. That was his second win on the trot there. And he's not without a chance in the Goodwood this weekend. Buffalo River is best at 1,400. This is 1,350. He's generally leading at the 1,350 mark. So, Buffalo River for mine at $5.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make a very strong case for our mare, Salatine. She's 3 out of 3. Well, she's 3 out of 3 at the track, Peter. She's a Doombin specialist.
She likes 64s, I suppose, were they?
Well, no, the last time she went there was for a stakes race, and she duly bolted up, came down the middle of the track, and similar sort of grade field, I would have said. She beat Soxagon that day. I'm pretty sure. I might have that bit wrong.
Soxagon in the mares race, did it?
Yeah.
Being a gelding.
No, sorry. I might have that wrong. I clicked on the wrong way. But it was, needless to say, it was a stakes class race, and she sailed down the middle of the track at Doombin. And I didn't think she was ridden particularly well there at the Gold Coast. She still ran third in the listed race. Do whatever you want. She was 100 to 1 in that day, and I tipped her from the rooftops on New Year's Day, Peter. And they came from the clouds to be involved. Everyone had a fill up, and you can do the same on Saturday if you care to partake. If you don't, you're a mug. Salatine at the $26. Get involved, punters.
Moods, you don't want to be going into a mare and finding out it's a gelding, I tell you.
Exactly. But listen, I certainly wish Mytho all the best. I hope to see
Salatine. No, you don't.
I do.
You'd be pulling on her tail.
I genuinely do. I won't do that. I'm not a narc like you. I would cheer and cheer and cheer if you happen to win, because the great thing about this race is it's being run in Queensland. And you know where they grow some of the best pineapples in the world? Queensland. This race, the answer is a pineapple. Yeah. My interest will centre around Soxagon and the bottom one, Sir Warwick, because they're both trained by great mates who, like me, were born and bred in the great metropolis of Charleville, Southwest Queensland, Mark Curry and Jake Capewell. That will be the interest in my race in watching this. Betting-wise, go your hardest, do your best, cross your fingers and hope like hell.
And, of course, Salatine, because you wish Mitho all the best.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So there's three interests there. All right, the good one. Let's. Well, Moods has used his pineapple already, which means he's going to have a tip in a very open Goodwood. Oh, I'm excited. Rainman, how's the market looking for the Group 1 in Adelaide?
This is a very, very exciting race. And Rosemont Star do have the favourite. Extreme Warrior is $6. Has been an easing favourite with Ladbrokes, though. $4.60 out to $6. In the Boat, it's got the Horror Draw at $7. Behemoth there at $8.50. The Astrologist, $8.50. The Inferno, $9.50. The market mover at a price has been General Bow. He's been $41 into $14. And September Run, important to note, has been scratched. So I think this is an outstanding addition of the Goodwood. And I think it's a race where you can back multiple horses, as we know I like to do. And I'm going to back one of them. I'm going to back is Extreme Warrior. We saw him come back to the races, win that Bel Esprit Stakes in reasonably comfortable fashion. But it was the sort of performance to me that indicates he's still got a lot of improvement in him. And if he does improve, I think he's got the easily the highest upside in this race. We saw what he did in that Blue Sapphire where he blew them away as a three-year-old. And that's the best performance that any horse in this field has produced. So if Extreme Warrior does produce his best or even just slightly less than his best, I think that's more than good enough to win this race. So I'm happy to gamble there at the $6. The progressive horse in the field is In the Boat. 7 wins from 11 race starts. Was absolutely dominant in that classy race at Sale where he beat Brooklyn Hustle by almost 3 lengths. So the barrier is the problem. Blake McDougall's got a few decisions to make from out there, but I still think just at the price, I'm happy to back him as well. So I think they're the two most exciting horses in the field. They're the two most talented horses in the field, and you're getting $6 and $7 respectively. So I'm happy to back both Extreme Warrior and In the Boat.
I just have my serious concerns about barrier 20. In the Boat's overcome some wide barriers in lesser grade before, but never that wide. But he may be the best horse in the race. We're going to find out. I'm going to go with the Inferno. I think there's definitely some improvement to come from the Inferno. The draw is probably not great either. Yes, Rayman?
Really good story on Ladbrokes social media at the moment about the Inferno.
Can't believe you interrupted me to get your plug in. You could have waited. You could have jumped in at the end. I would have said it myself. You know, I'm going to try and look after you. Check out Ladbrokes social media. Really good story on the Inferno. I think he can add to that story with another chapter this weekend. The former Hong Kong or Singapore galloper coming back and winning a Group 1 Goodwood. I think if he can get into the right spot from probably not an ideal draw, he might fly down the outside and get them all late.
Rog, one of those meetings, top 10 meetings that were more important than Moody on the mic involved just plugging the social media aspect of the Inferno story on
all social
media.
Definitely wasn't a production meeting for this show, Mitho, as you well know.
No, most
certainly wasn't. They've never occurred in the four-year history of this show.
So you can report back on your 11th most important meeting after this recording, Rain Man, and tell them that you've done your job that you told them you'd do in your third most important meeting of the day. So well done, Rayman. I am going to make a very strong case for our boy Extreme Warrior, and I'm glad to hear that I'm backed up this time by Rayman. He's the favourite for good reason. He's a very classy colt. He'll retire after this race with an X factor about him. He's by extreme choice, and the punters just need the extreme choice blood, but unfortunately he shoots blanks. So sons of his have become, you know, extremely valuable and breed shapers perhaps. So we will be retiring him after this race, but he can go out a Group 1 winner here and really put some icing on his already substantial cake. He's a beautiful looking horse. You'll see him there on Saturday, and he's got speed to burn. He's got X factor, and he's got J Car up. So all that speed.
If Extreme Choice could have icing on his cake, he wouldn't have a problem with infertility there.
I'm not sure what sort of cakes you're eating, Rog, but certainly they're a different flavour to mine. The speed will come from out wide. They'll kick up the inside because they won't want to give up those barriers. I think he'll just lob from that midfield draw into a beautiful spot, and Jay Carr with those perfect hands just gets him in clean air at some stage up the straight, and he will let go. So looking forward to Saturday. I think we can turn Extreme Warrior into the Group 1 horse that he is.
No, well, once again, wishing you the very best of luck. He's a very exciting colt, Anthony.
You sound so excited, Peter.
No, listen, I think he'll run extremely well. He's obviously got a step to another level again, and the promise has been there for sure, and we've seen him produce some excellent efforts. He's going to need all the J-Car magic from that draw, like you say, a little bit like the 4 and 5 in the Greyhounds, really. It's a little bit of a squeeze box. Your pressure from out wide, your pressure under, just where he's going to find himself in the run in this big handicap field, you know, he is probably concerned, but I think he certainly, you've got to put him in your multiples all day, every day. I just thought one that was going to be terrific value was the 17, not an option. Mike Maroney and Paddy Maloney, they combined for Paddy's first Group 1 win in the new market. I reckon he'll be terrific odds here, Rain Man, 25 to 1.
$34 to win, $9 to play. Serious value. And Moods has got a terrific strike rate when he tips one at double figures.
Well, I just thought he was good behind Extreme Warrior the other day, coming back from 1,200 to 1,100. I thought he was very strong through the line. I just thought he's probably going to, you know, just sit back, you know, 5 or 6 lengths off them, probably be, you know, midfield or slightly worse. And he's another that's going to need luck to get through them. But he's going to be very strong through the line. And Paddy Maloney seems to be riding with a great deal of luck at the moment. So wherever you put Extreme Warrior in the race, and I think he is the excitement machine, make sure you have something each way, not an option, because I just think he'll give you a great sight at those odds. You know, and the rest are a pineapple, aren't they? You know, you could walk away. There's not too many in this race that would surprise you. Cheering for Mytho, but if I was having a wager, it'd be a little each way, not an option.
Here we have a mate dedication from Scott to Johnny. Over to you, Scott.
Jono, you've got some questionable banter at times. Oh man, did you butcher the speech at both of Tim's weddings. And you barrack for the worst footy team. But mate, you nailed last weekend's multi. Love you, big fella.
Good on you, Scott. Try Ladbrokes Mates Mo to chat, share and bet together. T's and C's apply and available on website. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
All righty, best bets. Rain Man, take the new ball.
I'm hoping to get the cash nice and early for the punters on Saturday. Rog, heading to Morphettville, race 1, number 1, Not Usual Glorious. One over 1,600 metres last start, which in my opinion is short of its best trip. It'll be even better, stepping up to 2,015 metres at Morphettville on Saturday. It's developed into quite a consistent horse. I just think on its best form, it's got a bit of a gap on what's far from the strongest field at Morphettville on Saturday. So Not Usual Glorious, $3.90 at the moment with Ladbrokes, is my best bet of the day.
And if you're a Port Adelaide fan, you're glorious part owned by the likes of Ollie Wines and John Butcher and Darcy Byrne-Jones and a few of those guys. But look, my best bet's been going like a busted ass lately, so I'm just going to just go all out on a horse that hasn't won for 2 years. Galassan, also been retiring after Saturday's races. I imagine he's also off to stud. But he hasn't been far off. And I just think under the set weights and penalties in the Lee Stakes, he is absolutely thrown in there with 55 kilos, paying at about $3.20 on Ladbrokes at the moment. Look, I know it's a big risk, but look, his best hasn't been in the mile, but he ran a bottler in the Doncaster to finish fourth. I think he can go out a winner, claim the Group 3, and maybe fire a few shots at stud.
Rosemont best bet. I'm sticking fat here, Rainman. I am going with La Dragon Tea.
Yes.
The horse that we both tipped last week. Did you see its run? It was a spectacular first up run in Australia, albeit one that might have got under the guard of a few and appeared a little disappointing. But 3 and 4 wide facing the breeze, Jamie Carr came back and just said, well, I absolutely butchered that horse. I'm terribly sorry, but I'll make it up to you over the 2,000
Tell that to my account. Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, I know that. But you can get it all back. I reckon you're betting about $5.56 at Ladbrokes. I've been watching through the day.
$5.50 right, Ladbrokes at the moment. So, we will get it back if Jamie Carr can redeem herself on Saturday, which I'm
correct.
Confident.
Well,
I'll like it as well.
Drawn well in 6, we'll get a much smoother run from there. And I think she is an absolute bird here. She's very talented. And when she gave us a glimpse of that first run in Australia, stick with her here, punters. The Rosemont Best, La Dragon Tea in the dominant Centurie Stakes, race 5 at Morphettville, number 2.
Oh, the mayor's 2,000 metres. Oh, that's fantastic. Moody Racing, Flemington on Saturday. What do we got there, Rainman? A couple of two-year-olds in race two. Amalgamation, a young Dundeal horse, first up 1,400. Can run nicely, still a bit immature. The nine, Zuzmik, will probably be reserved for another day after drawing the car park. Nice filly and an old combination renewed here in race four. Horse number 14, Liberated Girl, PG Moody and Miss LJ Meach, feared by many. It's a nice filly, this. She resumes from a spell. Haven't had a good look at the race, but it's going well, this filly, so include it in your multiples punters for sure in the fourth, number 14. And I think the three-year-old race, and I'll be corrected by Rain Man if I need to be, is probably the best race of the day at Flemington, race five. We've got the very promising Star Patrol from the Clinton McDonald stable. And I've got a nice horse down the bottom myself, a horse called Outback Action that was a very good maiden winner last start. What's the market there? Rain Man, race five at Flemington.
Star Patrol's been $1.65 into $1.45, which means you're getting $6 for Outback Action as the second favourite.
Well, it looks an exciting race. So really looking forward to it. Star Patrol has looked outstanding in its two wins since joining the McDonald stable. But I've got a bit of time for Outback Action. Could be an interesting little clash there. My best for the weekend, not an option, 33s each way in the Goodwood at Morphettville. Have a good one, punters. Stay safe, stay healthy, and let fast horses run fast. Ladbrokes.